in general terms, idea behind today's visit?
What I'm here to do today, and I'm going to go to three other farms after this, and possibly Davis County Fair as well, to talk to as many people as possible, is in general the drought situation here in the southern part of Iowa and what we in Congress can do. And I think the first thing we can do is pass a new farm bill as soon as possible. Beyond that, I'll be introducing legislation on Monday that would extend some of the disaster programs, the emergency programs that expired in October of 2011. I'd like to be able to cover these folks retroactively who've been going through this and struggling through this drought and these high temperatures in 2012. So more than anything, I'm here to listen to them, what the issues are, what I can do going back to Congress to make sure that we can do everything we possibly can to help these folks.
Where is the farm bill at this point?
Yeah, unfortunately, the farm bill is stalled. It got out of the committee, the Ag Committee, in the House. It did pass in the Senate, a separate version. But at the moment, the leadership in the House is not bringing it to the floor of the House. So I signed on with several other members of the U.S. House, a demand, if you will, a request, but more of a demand that the leadership bring that bill to the floor of the House of Representatives. And that was a bipartisan effort on our part. Not only all the Iowa congressmen, but a number of others as well. We've got to get that farm bill to the floor of the House so we can get something passed, and then we can have a conference committee at the Senate. The bill, as it now is written, the current authorization expires September 30th. We have to make sure that we move on this, preferably by August 3rd, when we're going to be sent back home for 5 to 6 weeks. I think that we ought to stay in session. I don't think we ought to adjourn. I think we need to take care of this.
What has the leadership indicated why they're not calling?
Well, I think there are a lot of reasons. I think there are folks on some on the Democratic side are opposed because of the really drastic cuts and the food stamp program. And then there are some on the Republican side who simply don't want any government involvement whatsoever. They don't want some of these programs that we desperately need, that farmers need, so we can continue to feed the world, so that Iowa can feed the world and fuel the world to no small measure, too. So there's opposition on both sides, but it's up to the leadership, especially the majority leadership in the U.S. House, to make sure that this bill comes to the floor sooner rather than later.
Shouldn't a situation like this prompt it coming forward? You've got a drought over so much of the country, so many farmers hurting. Shouldn't this be prompting that to go forward?
One would think so, but as you know, politics trumps in Washington, D.C. often, and when you get significant opposition from both sides of the aisle, that's going to create difficulties. But the leadership could bring it forward. There's no doubt about it. That's what leadership is about, and so that's why we're pressing on a bipartisan basis to have the leadership bring this thing forward.
Today you had a number of questions come up about the EPA and overregulation from environmental groups. What's your take on that?
My takeaway from that is that we've got to have a proper balance between our concern for the environment and our concern for the producers and making sure we have a food supply and a fuel supply that we need to have here in America. So we've got to find a proper balance. There are, at the moment, issues that are getting in the way of freeing up land in the CRP program, for example. We've got to make sure that we find a way to make sure that these producers can continue to do their job.
How do you go about doing, is it specific legislation taking back some of the powers of, say, the EPA?
It may require legislation. It may require more waivers so that the law as it's now written and as it's interpreted is much more flexible so that we can, in fact, be able to find a common sense solution to what are these problems.